USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Tyre Nichols laid to rest this afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee. The 29-year-old died of injuries sustained following a traffic stop in which he was beaten by police. Vice President Kamala Harris, speaking at the funeral, says the time to act is now.
And as Vice President of the United States, we demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, who eulogized Nichols, echoed Harris' call for action. The five black officers involved in the confrontation have been charged with murder. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he and President Joe Biden had a good discussion on the debt ceiling today.
Like anything else, be it business, be it in family, be it in relationships, that you can find common ground. There's nothing in there but me walking away that does not believe at the end of the day we can come to an agreement that makes America stronger, puts us on a path to balance.
McCarthy said he expects discussions to continue. Congress must act to raise the country's debt limit to avoid default after it was recently reached. President Biden's attorney says no documents with classified markings were found at the president's beach house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The FBI searched the residence this morning. It's all part of the ongoing classified documents investigation. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates a quarter percentage point today, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said, don't expect this to be the last hike either.
We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
Powell did say that inflation is slowing, but still remains too high. Hackers stole nearly $4 billion worth of cryptocurrency last year. That's according to the New York-based company Chain Analysis. It says October was a particularly brutal month. It's when about $776 million was stolen by hackers. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
With that, Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady called it quits again.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record, let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
Brady took to Twitter this morning to make the announcement. He also thanked everyone for allowing him to live out his dream. Brady holds the record for most Super Bowl appearances and victories with the New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. More flight delays for two Texas-based airlines. American says more than a quarter of its flights have been canceled so far today. Southwest announcing one-fifth of its daily flights have been scrapped. Icy winter weather in Texas is to blame. Layoffs are coming to FedEx. The shipping company announcing today it is cutting 10% of its officers and directors as the demand for shipping continues to decline. During the pandemic, the need for shipping goods increased as more people were home and shopping online, but that demand has now slowed. FedEx stock has dropped 20% over the last year. Former NBA star Amari Stoudemire won't be charged for battery. A Florida state's attorney has decided not to file a misdemeanor domestic battery charge against the former Phoenix New York player. He was arrested back in December after his teenage daughter claimed he punched her in the jaw. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.